A record number of runners compete in the Klondike Road Relay, and Skagway residents weigh in on a future ferry dock closure. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Hundreds of runners braved the rain and cold over the weekend for the annual Klondike Road Relay. The CBC reports that the race saw a record number of participants, nearly 2,000 people registered. Tracy Bilski is director of Sport Yukon, which organizes the race. She spoke to the CBC before the relay.
This is our biggest race ever in history. We have 170 official teams.
The race begins in Skagway and ends in Whitehorse. The 100-plus miles are divided into 10 legs, which range from about 6 to 16 miles. Bilski told the CBC that while some participants are very competitive, overall it's about the fun. Some of the team names indicate the silly spirit of the race. They include Crawl If You Have To, Easier Said Than Run, and Sisters with Blisters. The race starts on flat ground in downtown Skagway Friday evening and then climbs into the White Pass overnight and on through the mountains until finishing in Whitehorse around midday Saturday. Bilski said those who were running during the night were outfitted with flashers for safety.
All of our volunteers were very aware of that, and because this was the largest ever, we knew that it would be quite packed at the beginning of the race. And so those volunteers, some are veterans, some are new, were very heightened when it came to safety this year. And we've heard of absolutely no incidences at all. Everyone seems very excited and happy, so we're thrilled.
Bilski told the CBC she wouldn't be surprised if participation in the race continues to grow through the years. You can view race results at KlondikeRoadRelay.com. Skagway residents are facing a 2.5-month disruption in Alaska Marine Highway ferry service sometime in the next year and a half. The municipality held a meeting last week to hear from residents about what they think the best timing would be for the looming closure of the ferry dock. The Alaska Department of Transportation is planning to refurbish the dock. The question now is when. DOT gave Skagway residents three timing options to consider: summer of 2017, fall of 2017, or spring of 2018.
Summer would be completely undoable, not even worth considering.
Nola Lampkin was one of a few residents who said a ferry service interruption in the summer would cause the most disruption for business owners, tourists, and summer employees. The consensus among the residents at Wednesday's meeting was that fall or winter is the best option. Gary Hansen is on the local Marine Highway Ad Hoc Committee.
We would think that the best time to do this would be around mid-October to, mid-January for your 3 months. We figured that it was more important to have vehicle service as the tourism season ended in September for a month, and also as it gears up again in March.
DOT Deputy Commissioner Mike Neusel said the only reason he thought summer or spring might be viable options is because flights in and out of Skagway tend to be more reliable during those times of the year. There are also privately run summer ferries between Haines and Skagway. A representative from one of those companies spoke up at Wednesday's meeting. Shane Husky is operations manager for the Haines-Skagway Fast Ferry, which serves mainly as a shuttle for summer cruise ship passengers between the two communities. Husky talked about the possibility of the Haines-Skagway Fast Ferry stepping up as an alternative transportation service while the Marine Highway dock is out of commission.
Well, we could combine our schedule exactly to match up with whatever the Haines ferry schedule would be, so it could be. And actually, I drove over to the Haines dock when I was kind of looking around to see if there's a possibility where you could have uninterrupted service from Skagway straight to the direct to the ferry terminal itself instead of going to the PC dock over in Haines. So we could take a look into that as well.
The Fast Ferry uses the Skagway Small Boat Harbor, so it wouldn't be impacted by the closure of the Marine Highway dock. As for the possibility of continuing Marine Highway vessel service to Skagway, Neusel said he has concerns about DOT ferries trying to use one of Skagway's other docks. He said the Malaspina will probably be filling in for the Matanuska next fall and winter. That means even if the ferry system did use the railroad or ore dock, it would be passenger-only service. Neusel said contracting with a private company like the Haines-Skagway Fast Ferry or Allen Marine is an option DOT is looking into.
So more research to do on that, and still an unknown cost and whether the project can bear that cost, depending on the funding available for the project and what the construction work is supposed to consume. But those are the things that we're looking into in terms of alternative service.
DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow said this week his department is waiting on an official recommendation from the municipality before making a final decision about the timing of the project. The Skagway Borough Assembly is scheduled to discuss the ferry float project at its meeting this Thursday. Have you been putting off buying new snow tires? Is your rain gear cracked and patched? If your answer is yes and you live in Southeast Alaska, you might want to remedy both of those situations. KRBD's Layla Carey spoke with a forecaster at the National Weather Service in Juneau about what to expect this fall and winter.
The past two winters in Southeast Alaska have been mild, warm, and particularly in southern Southeast this past winter, almost devoid of snow. But forecaster Kimberly Vaughn says El Nino is on his way out, heralding the arrival of La Nina.
Well, the fall is has signatures of above normal precipitation and temperatures, so sort of a warm and wet fall.
So that's the prediction for October through December, but how about winter?
The January, February, March time, it's looking like we have better than normal chances of temperatures going below normal with precipitation. No, there's no signature to say that we should be above or below normal precipitation.
That means snow tire weather after January, right?
That would be something to certainly consider. Yeah, it's definitely looking like we should be seeing more snow than we've seen in the last couple of years. I should say better chances that we're going to see the snow over rain.
Vaughn cautions that this is a long-range forecast, so it isn't and can't be specific.
This is a very broad brush. This isn't to say that, you know, this day or that day could be wetter or drier. It's overall in the big synoptic picture.
But while there likely will be a few dry spells too, one thing you can count on this winter in our Alaska rainforest is plenty of precipitation. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
On Tuesday, the Haynesboro Assembly will decide whether to adopt changes to the commercial ski tour areas map. The code revisions would give heliski companies more time to request changes to the map. On a related note, the Assembly will consider a resolution authorizing the borough manager to convene a heliski map committee. The committee would make recommendations on proposed changes to the ski area's map. The Assembly will also hold a first hearing on code amendments that would allow Assembly members to respond to public comments during meetings in a timelier manner. Right now, Assembly members must wait until the end of regular meetings to respond to public comments that happen at the start. The code changes would insert an additional Assembly comment period after public comments. Assemblyman Mike Case asked for a possible reconsideration of a motion he made at a recent meeting. Case's motion was to delay a decision on nonprofit funding for 3 months. He says he wants to clarify the statement because a specific time frame should not be associated with such a motion. The Assembly will talk behind closed doors at the end of the meeting about a legal matter related to residents Paul Nelson and Sue Waterhouse. Nelson and Waterhouse allege their constitutional rights were violated when they were given no trespass orders following an interaction with a borough employee in the borough administration building. They have requested a formal apology from the borough and reimbursement of legal fees. The meeting is set for 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.